good evening, everyone. We have certainly heard from different folks calling in from around the country, and we love to hear that you are joining us for an exciting part two of Dr. Williams' talk that took place last Monday night. The call was certainly one of our very best, and Dr. Williams did a phenomenal job in covering the popular topics of Juice Plus and food allergies, IBS disorders, Crohn's disease, gastric bypass, vitamins versus Juice Plus, and more. So if you missed that call and you would like to listen to it, I will be announcing the rebroadcast number at the end of tonight's call, and you can certainly go back and hear that information. Both of these calls are geared not only for distributors who are sharing Juice Plus with people with these concerns, but it's also for those people affected by those issues to be able to listen to Dr. Williams directly and gain better insight, you know, into why Juice Plus can certainly be eaten by absolutely everyone and can certainly help their bodies back to the road to health. So on tonight's call, Dr. Williams will be covering a few more common topics that we see today. He will be covering the topics of Juice Plus during chemotherapy and cancer treatments, along with how Juice Plus can be used in feeding tubes. Dr. Williams will also give his insight on the look-alike vitamins out there that are being marketed in some popular stores like Sam's Club and Costco that can maybe have claims to be better or cheaper than Juice Plus, so we'll have some insight into that as well. So let me give you a little background on him before we get started, and you can know his career in medicine. Dr. Williams is a popular and highly respected speaker who is a 1975 graduate of the West Virginia University School of Medicine. And after completing his residency and entering private practice, he moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where he practiced emergency medicine for over 20 years. Dr. Williams has served as a physician for several athletic teams and events, including the United States International Roller Hockey Team, the 1996 Summer Olympics, numerous high school teams, and the Bell South Golf Classic. And as an ER physician, he has seen literally thousands of patients with cardiovascular disease, cancer, and other preventable diseases. He currently serves as the corporate medical director for NSA in Memphis, Tennessee. And Dr. Williams, it's my privilege to welcome you back, and thank you for taking yet another night out of your busy schedule to give us your insight on these exciting topics.
Well, thanks, Kim. I really appreciate the opportunity to continue our conversation and our discussion from last week. What I'm going to do first is very briefly, probably more briefly than I did last week, just reiterate the point that I really think that we need to do an ever better job of helping our prospects and our customers understand the difference between nutrition and medications, because a lot of the questions that our prospects have are come about because they are thinking of this in the same terms that in which they think of the medications they take, primarily because it's in capsule form, I think. But the basically, that my bottom line statement is that medications do things to you, and nutrition does things for you. When we take a medication, we are taking a foreign substance into the body, and we are hoping that it will do the one or two things we want it to do and not have an impact on all the other parts of the body or all the other processes. When we take in nutrition from foods, whole food nutrition, all of these tens of thousands of phytonutrients, we are just taking in substances that the human body has been used to receiving and has adapted to for however long humans have been around. Nothing in this is a foreign substance. Nothing in this is going to make your body say, "What is this?" It's merely going to take it in and utilize it in the manner that it knows how to use it, to do what it knows how to do to stay as well as possible. So just understanding that difference, helping our customers and prospects understand that, will go a long way towards answering a lot of their questions, I think. Now, along the same line, I think we have to look at isolated nutrients, at large doses of individual nutrients, pretty much the same way as that we look at medications. Even though this is a substance that the body's been used to, it's not used to it in large amounts and by itself. So there's a very distinct and critical difference between large doses of a few nutrients and tiny doses or amounts of tens of thousands of nutrients. Your body cannot use large amounts of a few things in place of tiny amounts of thousands of nutrients. So that's just something that I think we need to all remember and continue to work on helping our customers and prospects understand. Now, there's really two basic types of questions that come up, I think. One is relative, a question that would be related to some component of Juice Plus. In other words, one of the foods that's included. And this, of course, is allergies and intolerances of these foods. And this is what I covered last week. And the second type of question is something that comes up because of a person's concern about the impact or the effect of Juice Plus on a certain health situation, a certain physical or metabolic condition. And it's basically, what will this do for this problem? Or is it okay if I take Juice Plus if I have this? Now, last week we did talk about problems of the GI system, bowel problems, and we talked about people who are taking Coumadin. And I won't go over those again tonight. Those can be listened to in last week's call. So one of the first things I do want to talk about tonight is the question that comes up from a lot of people. Well, I understand that this is good, but I saw something at Sam's Club or Costco or somewhere that, boy, it looks like it's about the same thing. Or I found something that's the same, you know, quote, it's the same thing, and it's a lot cheaper. And it has a lot more foods in it to boot, so I'm just going to take that. And indeed, there are many copycat products available now. One of the ones that I'm most familiar with hearing about is the one that is available at Sam's Club called Juice Festive, F-E-S-T-I-V. It's in a nice red and green and colorful box, and it up in the corner of one side of the box, in very bright letters, it says, compare to Juice Plus. Now, the label on this contains a larger number of foods, and as a matter of fact, it might be 40-some foods. And I will say that I think that anything that is plant-based almost certainly has some positive effect. But what we don't know about any of these other products that with which I'm aware of, that I'm aware of anyway, is there's several things. We don't know where the foods came from. We don't know how the foods were grown, the conditions of it. We don't know how the foods were treated. We don't know if they were ripened on the plant. We don't know what happened to them afterwards. We don't know whether they were dried and then ground up. We don't know whether they were juiced. We don't know how long it was from the harvest to the processing of the foods. We don't know where, and we don't know where that product has been since its formulation. Has it been sitting in a hot warehouse for 6 months somewhere? And there, we don't know whether or not it's effective or how effective it is because there's no research. So we know all of this information about Juice Plus, and we know from the studies how effective this is. I don't understand the reasoning of people or the logic of people who would make the decision to pay money for an untested, unproven product compared to one that you can depend on the effects of it. You know what this is going to do for you. And I think that that's the primary thing, the way we have to talk to our prospects. Here's something that we know what it's going to do for you. And so it's, again, this is information we give to them and that they will take in and hopefully make the best decision possible. There will be more and more copycats in the red and green bottles and that sort of thing. But it certainly is not, as many people assume, the same thing by any means. So it's just continuing to educate our folks, I think, is the best way to go with that. Another question that comes up a lot of times is, can someone who has a feeding tube take Juice Plus? Now, I've heard somebody say that, and well, one of my statements is that anyone can take Juice Plus. And I've heard somebody else say, anyone, if you can swallow, you can take Juice Plus. Well, unfortunately, there are some people who can't swallow because of damage to the swallowing mechanism and the muscles from a stroke or from trauma or surgery. They are unable to take in sustenance through the mouth, and they have to get everything through a feeding tube. This can be a temporary one through the mouth into the stomach, or it can be a more permanently placed one or more long-term placement of one surgically through the abdominal wall. And the answer is an unequivocal yes. All you have to do is open the capsules and put the powder into a liquid. Water is fine. Of course, taste is not going to be a problem here. And water is fine. It could also be mixed with another nutritional supplement if indeed that person is getting a liquid one, and most of them will be, especially in hospital. If they could be mixed with that. But just one of the main points is making sure that the solution is dilute enough that it's not, in other words, not thick, so that it won't clog up the feeding tube. Just run it through the tube and then flush the tube with water again afterwards. I think that the powder from all the different types can be mixed together and done that way, and I would prefer that it sort of be spread out over the day, but if you can only get it done once, then that's great. Any amount once a day is a whole lot better than none of it, or a much smaller amount once a day. This does, I'm going to throw in a side point here, because this question comes up once in a while with respect to can I take, and this is a common question, can I take them all at the same time? Does it matter if I take the fruits and vegetables together? And indeed, years ago, we did encourage people to separate the fruit from the vegetable capsules, but it has become very apparent that it really doesn't make a difference. And the proof in that is that the fact that in the studies, all of the different powders are mixed together. Every capsule a study participant takes who's taking Juice Plus gets all of the powders at the same time in that capsule. This is done to make sure that everyone is getting an equal amount of all the different types of powders every day, that no one in the study is taking the fruits in the morning and then forgetting to take the vegetables later in the day. So, yes, clearly they can all be taken together, and once a day for all of them is a lot better than leaving half of them in the bottle on the counter. I'm going to throw in another question that I know was not listed or asked earlier, but this is one that comes up when someone is contemplating or is scheduled for elective surgery of some sort, of any sort, And the question is, can I continue to take my Juice Plus up until the time of surgery? My doctor said stop taking supplements. Well, again, the question is, did he tell you to stop eating fruits and vegetables? And that's a great question any time somebody says, my doctor told me to stop taking Juice Plus or all supplements. Did he tell you to stop eating fruits and vegetables? And the answer, hopefully, is no, he didn't say that. If he did say that, please look for a different doctor. But the one caution I have with respect to elective surgery, well, first, the answer is yes, indeed, you can continue to take Juice Plus, especially the Orchard and Garden. But I know that a number of us physicians now are recommending that people discontinue the Vineyard for a few days before that elective surgery. How many days is a few? This hasn't been proven at all in any way, but I would think 3 to 5 days, something through there. 5 days at the most is probably plenty. And the reason that we're suggesting that is that some people, not everyone, but some people appear to have an increased degree of bruising after the surgery. It's for this reason, my belief is that it's not because it's making the blood thinner. We don't have any proof at all that Vineyard causes the blood to, or causes a person to bleed more easily or not to form a blood clot as easily. In my opinion, it's because, as we know, Vineyard really has a positive impact on the activity of the endothelium, the lining of the artery, which regulates what those arteries are doing. And that controls blood flow as well as blood pressure. And the body's typical response to an injury is to rush more blood to that area. Well, surgery is certainly an injury, and I think the body's response is to rush more blood to that area, and that's going to increase the chances of, first, some increased bleeding during the surgery, but that can easily be controlled by the surgeon in the typical ways, but also possibly increase the chance of bruising afterward. So I think the Vineyard can be started again immediately after surgery and just taken along with everything else. Now, the other question I did want to cover tonight is, can I continue to take Juice Plus during radiation therapy or chemotherapy? I'm being treated for a cancer. My doctor has told me to stop all supplements. Now, once again, they will not tell you to stop eating fruits and vegetables. But here's the reasoning, or the reason they do this is basically comes from one person's opinion a number of years ago. The concern is that a large antioxidant effect could interfere with the effectiveness of the treatment, especially radiation therapy. Because the goal of the effect of radiation therapy is to create free radicals in the cancer cells that then will destroy the cancer cells. And they don't want to interfere with that effect. Now, I understand the theory, and it might well be that large doses of isolated antioxidants could have some of this effect. I don't know that. That's never been proven. It's never been proven that any supplement interferes with the effect of treatment. But I think that it is much more logical to think of it this way. First of all, cancer cells are different, obviously, from normal cells. A normal liver cell, for instance, wants to do everything it is supposed to do as a liver cell, carry out all of the metabolic processes that are involved in taking in the nutrition from the gut and metabolizing a whole lot of nutrients, breaking them down into the forms they need to be in and producing other substances from them. The liver detoxifies a lot of things that we get in and into the body that shouldn't be there. So that's a healthy liver cell's goal is to do that. The goal of a liver cancer cell, in other words, a cancer cell that has come from the liver, and of any cancer cell, is nothing. All it wants to do is grow and reproduce and create more cancer cells. So it's looking for energy and to have the energy to reproduce more cancer cells. Its goal is not to, its activity is not directed at the survival of the organ and normal function. And so it really has no use for the whole food nutrition that that Juice Plus supplies. All it wants to do is create more cancer cells. And for that, it needs energy, and it needs whatever substances would be used to produce more protein and supporting and lipids that would be involved in creating the cell wall and the DNA, et cetera. So it's very, very different from a normal cell. So that, in my opinion, Juice Plus, or whole food nutrition, in this situation will support the health of all the normal cells in the body, and for the most part will be ignored by the cancer cells and will not interfere with the effectiveness of the treatment. Now, there's also, I have about 4 years ago, a scientific paper was published that was what's called a meta-analysis. It took a large number of studies that these folks could find over the last 50 years or so, each of which was looking at supplement use during treatment for cancer. And so when they compile all of these together, sort of put them all together as if it were all one study, they wound up with several thousand people in the study. And not only did they find no evidence of interference, but for the most part, people taking supplements actually had better outcomes. And that is I don't have the reference for that in front of me. I forgot to look it up, but it is something that I could email to anybody that needs it. You can get a hold of me through the home office, and they would put you through to my my office number and just leave that request in an email, and I'll send it to you. Now, the other two other points about this. Anecdotally, for the most part, every cancer patient I have talked to over the last 15 years or so who has taken Juice Plus during a treatment for that cancer has had fewer and less severe side effects compared to other people getting that same treatment, has maintained better energy during the treatment, and basically has just felt better, has had a little more of an appetite than, as opposed to often complete loss of appetite and persistent nausea. So anecdotally, it's very clear that this makes a difference to me, and I think that based on what I've said about the difference between cancer cells and normal cells, that it makes perfect sense that Juice Plus would be useful and certainly not interfere. Now, I also want to tell you about a report that I just saw online today, and this is a study report that was presented at an oncology meeting recently. And this doctor who reported this is from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. And basically, they were looking at giving cancer patients a very low dose of the antioxidant beta-carotene during treatment. Now, this is one of the antioxidants that for which large doses have been shown to be harmful. So again, we're back to that. Remember the difference. A large dose of an isolated nutrient, especially antioxidants, can indeed be harmful. But here they were using a low dose of this, and basically they found that there was absolutely no interference with the effectiveness of the, and this was radiation therapy. And the other thing, down toward the end of the article, I know she says, one thing that I disagree with is she said she and her colleagues recommend that patients take a standard multivitamin. Well, I don't think that's going to do any good, but it's certainly not going to, since everything in those things most of the time would be small doses, though some of them could be larger, and that's another aspect I disagree with. But this doctor also said these results, and I'm reading this verbatim, also show that patients on radiation therapy need not be afraid to eat antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. What a statement. And I'm going to say it again, so if you're writing it down, you can get it. This is, her name is Dr., wait a minute, let me find her name up here, Dr. Danielle Margalit, M-A-R-G-A-L-I-T, from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. And she said that these results, quote, also show that patients on radiation therapy need not be afraid to eat antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Now, the fact that they're so sick a lot of the times that they can't is a problem, but obviously, we are bypassing that digestion stage and that tolerance stage, and often I think that Juice Plus is going to be tolerated much better, and if taken from the start, is going to minimize that problem with nausea and loss of appetite. So, in I guess concluding this this question, or my somewhat lengthy answer here is, absolutely, in my opinion, as a physician who is fairly knowledgeable about the difference between whole food nutrition and large doses of isolated nutrients, absolutely, it is not only fine for people undergoing cancer treatment to take Juice Plus, I think it is absolutely imperative. And then we know in radiation therapy that it's not going to interfere. That appears to be the case here now. And since most chemotherapy, it does not have the goal of producing free radicals, it's certainly not going to be a problem there either. If there's anything in this I have not said clearly, please let me know. Matter of fact, let me give you, instead of calling the office, let me give you my email address. It is my first initial P, and then a period, a dot, and then Williams, so p.williams@juiceplus.com. Please let me know of any questions I've not answered clearly, or any aspects of this I've not stated clearly, and I think I will quit right there.
You know, I could really listen to you for hours. I could just bottle you up in a capsule and take you with me everywhere and share you with absolutely everyone.
You are very kind.
I think a lot of people feel that way, because whether you are brand new in this business or you are a concerned person about all of the health challenges you spoke about, or you've been in this for 10, 11 years, 20 years even, like myself, you just give so much more confidence behind us sharing this with our loved ones and friends and families that are affected, and it gives us so much more confidence to do that. So it is really truly like having you in our back pocket, and I can't thank you. The tremendous amount of valuable information that you've given us tonight is just tremendous. And thank you again. I'm going to unmute right now, guys, so if you want to personally thank Dr. Williams, you can in just a moment. Let me stop the recording first.